Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I do not want to read this headline.
I wish you luck.
A Florida man was arrested for performing an intimate romantic act with a vacuum cleaner.
You did it.
At a Kissimmee resort.
You did it.
Oh my gosh. Kevin Dale Westerhold, 51.
51?
Was reported for exposing himself and performing an intimate act with a vacuum cleaner outside on Grassendale Street in Kissimmee, Florida. A neighbor saw him being super inappropriate and he tried to flee the scene when deputies arrived. The deputies found that Westerhold, oh, and his wife, who is not a vacuum, were registered as hosts for an Airbnb on the street and another property. So at this Airbnb, apparently he would show up and walk around naked in the house while people were staying there. This is why I don't do Airbnbs at all. I don't do them. They reported him to the Homeowners Association in December and apparently nothing happened. And then, oh my gosh, there's Ring footage camera of the vacuum incident.
No.
Oh, please. I only want one thing.
No.
Aliens, but not this video. he's in trouble because he was exposing his bits. Oh my gosh, I can't. A Florida removes a huge frog from a home after a 911 caller says she's deathly afraid. God love her. Polk County Sheriff's Office, they had to respond to a 911 call because the Florida woman was losing her mind. She was trying to get a frog outside. She said it was, quote, huge and big. And she was freaking out. And it wasn't just one frog. There were two big frogs under the sofa. She was losing her mind. And the deputy very nicely showed up. She called 911, God love her, because it was an emergency to her. Like the giant frog. Oh, my gosh. A second Florida man was arrested for breaking into a Keys aquarium and killing a tarpon in the private lagoon. I don't even know what this is, but I don't want it killed. It's a 55-inch tarpon. They kept it out of the water for 5 minutes, threw it back, and apparently killed it. Can we also, let's do the reverse with them. Can we hold them underwater and take photos and then throw them back on land and see how that works?
That's a fitting punishment.
Yeah, so he's in trouble because that's, yeah, I don't know. We had a Florida substitute teacher who was, quote, drunker than Cooter Brown.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-Eyed Berry, or Up an Apple. Bright-Eyed Berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an Apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustable sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Mandani. So I have two things I'm going to share. First, he had a press conference where he was talking about how broke New York is. New York is broke. Fiscal crisis at a massive scale. This is cut 21. Listen to this.
We are speaking about a fiscal crisis at the scale greater than the Great Recession. And so there will not be one single thing that can answer that crisis. It will require us to pursue every single avenue. That means looking inward into savings and efficiencies. That also means raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers and the most profitable corporations. And it means recalibrating the relationship with the state.
So do you know what GQ caught? And they did this because they were flexing. But did you see what GQ caught? They said at a press conference for this past weekend's snowstorm, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani wore a personalized Carhartt jacket with a quote embroidered on the collar that read, quote, "No problem too big, no task too small." And he had several of them made. He had these made ahead of the press conference that he knew he was going to have to do on the snow cane. But he was just talking about looking inward for savings. Yeah, but that doesn't include my personalized embroidered Carhartt jacket. Do you know what that reminded me of also? Do you remember in Tiger King before when that girl got her arm ripped off by the tiger and Tiger King had Joe Exotic? He ran back to his trailer to get an EMS jacket and then ran back. Like he couldn't do anything at the point right there as she was getting her arm eaten off by Tiger. He had to run back to his trailer and put an EMS jacket on, and then he ran back. This is literally the Tiger King version of wearing the EMS jacket. That's it. He had a Carhartt jacket printed up so he could look tough out there. Look, I'm wearing a car. Look at that. He had several and made in advance of this. Like they knew that the snowstorm was coming. Better get my personalized all-weather jackets out. That's a lot. It's the same thing, isn't it? He's the Joe Exotic of mayors. That's his Joe Exotic EMS jacket. This is just so perfect.
Can't stop the bleeding till the jacket gets on.
I'm saying, right? I can't talk about medical things and stuff until that jacket is out. I got to put that. How much do you think that was, out of curiosity? I mean, I just think when they're...
The embroidered Carhartt?
Yeah.
Oh, that was probably $400-$500.
And they ordered a lot of them. Isn't that much? I actually don't know how much the jackets are.
I'm just saying the jacket.
My grandpa was with the coveralls and the pants.
Plus the embroidery. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But interesting. Yeah, he wore... I'm going to retweet this for you out there because I need to make this comparison. It really is the Joe Exotic thing. We got to look inward for savings. Now, Eric Adams had responded to him. He said, let me pull this up. This was his tweet. Eric Adams had said, and I quote, "Facts have a way of getting in the way when slogans replace math. and blame replaces leadership. He talks about bond raters gave his administrations one of the strongest. He said he didn't leave a budget hole. He left over $8 billion in reserves. Only someone who can't read a balance sheet would call that a crisis. By the way, we know he can't read a balance sheet because he's made mistakes before because he can't read a balance sheet. So that was Eric Adams really kicking him in the beans there. He's going after socialists. He said every free program comes with a big price tag and somebody always pays for it. Because, man, Donnie's been calling it the Adams budget crisis. Adams shouldn't let up.
Right.
He should just keep going with this. That's true. I don't like him as a politician, but he wasn't out there promoting free everything the way Mandani is. There is a big difference there. He's like, I didn't leave a budget hole. I didn't leave any of that. That didn't happen. Ooh, man. Those two people are going to have a lot of, I think, buyer's remorse over all of this. They're going to have a lot of buyer's remorse. You think?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Eric Adams...
They don't seem like it. They seem like the people who voted for it seem like they love this stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the facade until it starts to actually feel the reality set in. But we reported on this back in 2023. Eric Adams talked about if they didn't address their migrant issue in New York, that they were going to see a $12 billion hole in the budget. And now here we are 3 years later, and we've got a $12 billion hole because they didn't change the way they handle and they cater to their illegal population.
Mm-hmm. And especially with the home buying and all of that stuff, all of that, you know, factors into it. All of that. I mean, this is all wild. Now, the moratorium, one of the things that Lorraine noted too is the CDC moratorium. So we were talking about in Hennepin County, one of their county commissioner wants a rent moratorium because of ICE, for everybody affected by ICE. But it doesn't have to do just with illegal aliens or people who immigrated here. It's like apparently everybody using that as an excuse. And really, the moratoriums did, I agree with her, I think they did cause an increase in the housing shortage with that when you have these rent moratoriums. None of these are going to solve the issue. None of these are going to solve the problem. Nothing at all. Are you being lied to about your retirement? I mean, the advice sounds familiar. Max out your 401k and your IRA and hand your life savings to Wall Street and just hope that the market cooperates. If that were the only way, why do so many people then risk outliving their savings? Why does the inventor of the 401k call it a monster that should be destroyed? The time has come to hear the truth. Bank on Yourself is a retirement plan alternative that provides guaranteed predictable growth and reliable retirement income. Current tax law allows you to enjoy tax-free retirement income while maintaining control and access to your money for emergencies and opportunities. No questions are asked and no government penalties apply. Bank on Yourself delivers peace of mind by showing you the minimum guaranteed value of your retirement savings before you ever need to use them. Bank on Yourself offers tax-free retirement income, guaranteed growth, and full control of your money. Visit bankonyourself.com/Dana to get your free report. That's bankonyourself.com/Dana.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-eyed berry or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustable sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here. With the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, That's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
You're reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently the Fed's keeping rates steady amid Trump backlash and a criminal probe. But it does seem incredibly predictable, right? And political. So they declined to cut interest rates Wednesday, holding steady amidst the battle to exert more influence over the independent central bank coming from the admin. They voted 10-2, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, to keep its baseline interest rate unchanged at 3.5% to 3.7%. And they had a couple of members that voted for a quarter cut, a 0.25 percentage cut. So that's not changing much. It's not helping much either. People who naturally stay up late may have worse heart health than early risers. Really tired of the early risers being just like treated like little princesses, little princess babies. I'm so tired of it. You know, the people who stay up late, they get stuff done. Just saying. So they said the early bird may not catch the worm, which is a stupid saying and a weak way to start this story. But they say, but they may have a healthier heart. I think there's other things that go along with that than other just simply staying up late. It's other behaviors that are associated with it. So it's a little bit of a sloppy approach. The share of Americans who are medically obese is projected to rise by 50% by 2035. It's because of our lifestyles and it's because of our food. It is. I just had to make a huge order of my flour that I get. I just had to get. Yeah, I had to do a big. Mm-hmm. It's because our food is so overprocessed. It's so gross. That's why it is. And I think that we just have less physical activity than we did previously. It's true. So, if you look back at like the pictures of yore, you didn't see morbidly obese people, right? Like back in the 60s and 70s, it was just, you just didn't see it. I mean, we weren't alive, but you know, you still didn't really see it. You didn't see it in photos and history is what I mean. Stop. The Trump administration is reportedly on alert as a deadly virus with no cure sparks COVID-era quarantines. Not quarantining. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen again. They're monitoring the Nipah virus outbreak in India that's put 200 people under surveillance and triggered travel restrictions over fears of a fresh pandemic. CDC officials told the press that they were in close contact with authorities on the ground to assess the situation. They said that the CDC was monitoring and they're ready to stand by as needed. Maybe before we rush out and freak out and say like, oh my gosh, it's another COVID-like pandemic, a COVID like this, just chill and wait for the facts to come in. Just chill out a little bit. Chill out a little bit. That's all we're saying. Just shh. U.S. East Coast bomb cyclone could bring the heaviest snow in decades to North Carolina. I love the name bomb cyclone. I mean, it's like a cyclone that's here to be serious and bomb you. I mean, it's kind of interesting. So this story, it said it's going to strengthen along the East Coast this weekend and deliver heavy snow from the Carolinas to New England. Blizzard conditions and hardest hit. They're saying whiteout blizzard conditions. Heavy snow, everything from Charlotte to Boston. Airline delays are going to mount and travel. This is going to be great. I better not get stuck anywhere. I'm telling you what. Excuse me. So they said it's going to take shape in the Southeast on Friday. And it's going to extend all across Georgia and the Carolinas. And it's going to be, so everybody be safe. But I think these people are kind of used to it in the Carolinas a little bit. Some of it, yeah. I feel like they're used to it and maybe better equipped than like people in Georgia. We have more on the way. The new video of the Alex Preddy behavior a week out. Stick with us. Speaking of which, at the ICE, can we play this Lady Gaga cut? I don't dislike Lady Gaga, but I'm like, why are you doing this? She's super mad over Minnesota and ICE, law enforcement. And she got upset at her show and did this. Listen.
To talk about something that's extremely important to me, something important to people all over the world, and especially in America right now. In a couple of days, I'm going to be heading home, and my heart is aching. Thinking about the people, the children, the families all over America who are being mercilessly targeted by ICE.
poor victims of the rapists.
I'm thinking about rapists, all of their pain, murders, and how their lives are being destroyed right in front of us.
What about the pain of America? They are the woman who got beheaded. I'm pretty sure it really hurt bad when her head got cut off by an illegal alien in Minnesota. You think so? Probably hurt real bad when her head was cut off in full view of the public by a machete-wielding illegal immigrant in Minnesota.
How much Lady Gaga said about that.
Did she say anything about how sad she was about that woman, that victim? What about Jocelyn Ungaré? Anything? No? Any of the victims? No? Jameel Shaw Jr.? Nothing? Nothing? Got it. No, but they'll do these, like, you know, performative tears for murderers and rapists and all of this. It's just insane. It's so frustrating with this stuff. I don't think that these people care about them at all. I really like what Gutfeld said here. He really laid into this. This is cut 19. Listen to this.
We had dozens of deaths where you didn't say shit. Jocelyn Nungaré, Laken Riley, Rachel Morin, Molly Tibbetts. I'm going to just do it because this is just, I can't believe that we're still talking about this stuff. Here's three pages of women who have been murdered by illegal aliens in the last like 7 or 8 years. The 7 or 8 years that we have been here talking about this and mocked over it. When we showed the embassy, showed the border being overrun and people laughed at us. And now you're here. It's like you're the maid trying to clean up a mess and somebody there is staring at you going, oh, you got to clean it up better. No, you made the mess. This is the Democrat Party's mess that we are trying to clean up. And you're saying, wow, these ICE agents are using terrible language. We don't care.
We don't care. We don't care. And if you're getting and if you're trying to obstruct a federal operation where you're protecting these horrible people that have victimized so many from getting detained and deported, you're part of the problem. Why should other people have to suffer so you can pretend to be some sort of street warrior? That's the million-dollar question. And you know what really pisses me off? That I have to sit here and act like my Second Amendment rights are somehow in question because of a dumbass in Minneapolis. I have to sit here and debate people about my right to keep and carry my firearms because some D-bag progressive quit his job so he could become a full-time activist. And decided to go and fight ICE agents and obstruct weekend after weekend after weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
You lather, rinse, moisturize, repeat, and repeat. But it never feels like enough. It's not your products. It's your water. Hard water leaves a mineral residue that clogs pores and dries out hair. Culligan water softeners remove damaging minerals, revitalizing brittle hair and dry skin. Upgrade your shower and skincare routine with Culligan. Water you love.